Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska State Troopers are seeking additional information on an August house fire, which they suspect may have been started intentionally. Central Emergency Services and the Kenai Fire Department responded to the blaze at approximately 7:52 p.m. on August 8th. Upon arrival, firefighters discovered a multi-story residence with a front porch fully engulfed in flames and extending back into the house. Initial impressions were that the resident at 35100 Nancy Avenue, just across the street from Alaska Berries, appeared to be a total loss. No one was in the home at the time of the fire, and after further investigation, the structure was determined to be abandoned. However, a recent announcement from the Alaska State Troopers says that the preliminary investigation has determined that the origin and cause of the fire are suspicious in nature and may have been intentionally set. AST is asking anyone with information about this house fire who has not already spoken to law enforcement to call the Alaska State Troopers at 907-262-4453. If you have additional information but would like to remain anonymous, you could submit tips on the AK Tips smartphone app or online. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is implementing a bag limit reduction for coho salmon on the Kenai River, as well as updated gear and bait restrictions effective Thursday, September 19th. According to the announcement released on Tuesday, in those waters of the Kenai River open to fishing for coho salmon, the bag and possession limit for coho salmon 16 inches or greater in length is one fish per day. The bag limit for coho salmon less than 16 inches in length remains at 10 per day and 10 in possession. Additionally, the emergency order prohibits the use of bait and restricts gear to one unbaited single-hook artificial lure from the Kenai River's mouth upstream to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game regulatory marker at the outlet of Skelak Lake. Anglers are reminded fishing for Kenai River coho salmon is allowed from its mouth upstream to Bing's Landing through November 30th, the announcement said. Coho salmon season closes upstream of Bing's Landing to the outlet of Kenai Lake after October 31st. In the Russian River, fishing for coho salmon is allowed through September 30th. Assessments and reports of coho salmon throughout Cook Inlet indicate weak runs this year. Restrictions and closures have already been issued for coho salmon fisheries in northern Cook Inlet, Anchorage, Kenai Peninsula streams, including Kenai and Kasilof Rivers, and lower Cook Inlet systems. On Monday, September 16th, Representative Sarah Vance, a Republican from Homer, called on Governor Mike Dunleavy to request a disaster declaration for the 2024 salmon fisheries in Prince William Sound, Kodiak, and the Cook Inlet. In a press release, Representative Vance said, "The extremely low return of pink salmon has devastated the livelihoods of fishermen and communities across these regions, leaving many without income and others facing significant debt." In a letter to the governor, Vance emphasized a need for swift action to alleviate the economic hardship that the low salmon returns have caused. She said, quote, "I know there's nothing the state can do to completely alleviate the struggle many fishermen, small businesses, and coastal communities are going through, but there are some things we can do to help. The low harvest numbers this season have left many fishermen without the means to pay their bills, and the economic effects are rippling through coastal communities. Local businesses that rely on a robust fishing season have also been hit hard, and the fish tax revenue shared between the state and municipalities has dramatically diminished, creating further financial strain. With the season ending in Prince William Sound with just over 5 million fish harvested, less than a quarter of the nearly 20.5 million fish forecasted, the statewide all species catch stands at 95.3 million fish, marking the worst returns since 1987. Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRN News.